This is Don't Panic, episode number 408, recorded February 28th, 2026. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of Don't Panic, the personal living advice, news you can use, home improvement podcast. I'm Sean Jennings, joined as always by a man who has my vote to be the next supreme leader of Iran. It's Colby Rabideau. Good evening, Colby.
That would be a twist, wouldn't it?
Listen, I'm just saying, you got my support.
Do you think they would let me do the show still?
I think it'd be a priority. Yeah, absolutely. That's you know, rebuilding Iran is second, and then the podcast is number one. Right. It would certainly make us more popular.
Yeah,
it definitely helped with the numbers.
In an obligatory way.
Yeah. Not in a good way.
Right. Sean, this is the first time I'm podcasting from the new abode.
Oh my gosh, look at that. And you're in some kind of small closet, it looks like?
Yeah, this is my office. I guess I can kind of like turn my camera around. It is.
When did you get a 3D printer?
For Christmas? Ooh. I don't think we've done a show since then.
Yeah. No, the last show we did was the 2025 Roundup. So.
Yeah, that was before. That was before I had a 3D printer. The 3D printer was a Christmas present that I asked for the 3D printer. And the company I got the 3D printer from is called Prusa, which is one of the big 3D printer, the big like home 3D printer makers. And they have a thing where for like $300 off, like a meaningful amount of money, like less than it would normally cost, they'll send you the 3D printer unassembled and you can assemble it yourself. And they have like pretty good instructions. But like when they say unassembled, it's not just like in four pieces. Like there were like 1,000 screws.
Oh my! You didn't have to like solder anything, did you?
No, there was no soldering. It was all like screws and like sticking things together. But like all of these pieces were separate. All of them.
Everything was
separate. Like I put these cables in these like weird cable holders and like. I don't know. Now I have a 3D printer.
Now, if you assemble it wrong.
I printed some cable clips today. That was pretty nice. Pretty satisfying.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. There's so much stuff for the new house you can print.
Yeah. The world's my oyster. I did. I didn't assemble it wrong for so much as like I broke stuff while I was assembling it. Like I squished a wire and like. You cut it in half. And then I had to like take a 2-week intermission while I ordered a new wire from like Prague or wherever the company is. Yeah. But that was pretty fun. It works now.
Very nice.
Yeah. I'm having a very weird, like out of order day. So I spent all morning, moving the Don't Panic website to a new host, which I think I told you about, because you'll probably have to reset your password. Mostly I did this because as is tradition, I like lost the passwords for the old server, which has happened before, right? Like this happened for previous iterations of the Don't Panic website. But I knew that it happened this time. And so I figured I would get ahead of it. But my hopes and dreams for this is to finally achieve the podcast. Taking one step towards like the Don't Panic singularity where like I would like to set up the system such that it transcribes every episode that we do. And I think we'll be in a better position to do that now. But I did that all morning. And Laura is in San Francisco, right? What are you going to say?
No, I was going to jump on that before you continued. So I use a platform called Riverside to record this. It transcribes the episode, like, automatically already. If
yeah,
theoretically,
that's fine, but I won't. I no, want to you do it myself.
Do. Okay. Oh, yeah, well, hey, listen. Because I was going to say, if you just give me a text field, I can, like, copy and paste it in. But no. Hey, buddy, you do you. Please, don't let me stop you.
I wouldn't want you to have to, like, do more data entry.
Oh, I know. It's so tough what I do. So now with We're AI editing the podcast, it's so, you know, it's exhausting hitting the button that says do podcast.
do.
I mean, that's almost accurate.
Yes. No, I just want to do it as an exercise. That's nice that Riverside transcribes it, though. Do they charge you money for that, or they just
no?
Do it
it's
out
all well. I pay like a monthly fee just to use it, but they transcribe it and it does all AI editing. Now you can like talk to it like a chatbot, and then it does the editing based on what you tell it. Nice. It's actually pretty slick. I do like using them.
Nice. Riverside.
Well, that's you said cool. the missus is across the country, so you're solo.
Yeah. So Laura is in San Francisco for a violin teacher conference. And she's coming back tonight. And she's like flying into Boston, immediately getting on the train and taking the train. And it's, and I'm going to pick her up. And earlier, my sister's boyfriend, partner, I don't know, they've lived together for a very long time. So they're not married, but they're
co-influencer.
My almost brother-in-law, texted me earlier. It was like, do you want to go? There's like a brewery in town. And we always talk about like going to get a beer. He was like, oh, do you want to go get a beer tonight? I was like, yes, but I have all these other things scheduled. So I'm having like a reverse day. Like in a normal day, I feel like I would pick Laura up at the train station. I would do the podcast. I would go out for a beer, and then I would like come back and like, you know, do a stupid website project. I'm doing it backwards.
Well, listen,
that's my story.
If people out there have sympathy for Colby being so popular, please put it in the comments below. Say how sorry you are. He has too many things to do in his exciting life. It's tough, man. My heart goes out to you.
Yeah. I like am not used to the drinking in cars calculus. Like normally I can just drink with impunity. And you know, you stumble home or like take the tea home and it doesn't matter. But I have to like go, I have to drive for like 40 minutes to
I was gonna say you live near nothing, so unless you're drinking in the woods.
It's like I can't have too many beers, and now I have to drink a bunch of water and like eat dinner. And
welcome to the rest of America. Mm-hmm. Now, did you get slammed down there with the blizzard?
Yeah, there is. You can kind of see behind me. The snow is right outside the door. That's like a 2-foot drop.
So you now have a deck off the back of your house. You can just walk right out.
Yeah. It's great. There was a lot of snow here. There was not that much snow in Boston, but, there was like, you know, 10 inches or something, but it wasn't like totally outrageous. But here they got a lot. I think at the airport in Providence or in Warwick or whatever, they recorded like 39 inches. It was like, it's a lot of snow.
Well, I was worried about you. How'd you get your driveway cleared?
I don't know. My dad does it. It's part of his retirement duties. Yeah.
Oh, and that comes with the place. That's great.
Yes. Yes. He has a medium-sized tractor with a medium-sized snowblower.
Gotcha.
Which was up to the task.
Very helpful.
He's still snowblowing. It's been 5 days, and he's not finished yet. But you know, at least he's
but
not
he loves it. Right? But he loves it.
Keeps him occupied.
Oh, that's very sweet of you to keep him busy.
Yeah, you know, keeps him out of the house so he's not bothering mom.
Yep. Keep him active in his old age. My dad has gotten into pickleballing.
Ooh.
And his girlfriend was into it when they got together, and then she kind of got him into it. But now he just retired January 1st and needs a life. So he's like, Sean, I'm just going to like go down to the armory, and I hear some guys play down there. And he just like joined a pickup league of pickleball, which I'm like, you know, my dad's just like makes friends with anybody, but he's just like, yeah, we now just play a couple days a week, me and these other retired guys. I'm like, buddy, you're living the dream.
Have you played with him?
I want to. I keep saying I'm going to. He would absolutely destroy me, but that's okay. This summer, it's on my list to give it a shot. I'm not opposed to it. It seems like if it's something retirees do, it'll be hard, but I can do it.
Right. Wait, is there like an indoor pickleball thing that he's going to?
Yeah, it's an armory, so it like has a basketball court, and when they kind of just put up some nets and stuff, it's not an official thing. But now they're building indoor facilities like crazy around here.
Those guys.
Yeah, there are quite a few, at least near where I live. Now,
I remember.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess that was one of the Marist dorms I was in. My window was like looked out over the tennis courts.
Yes.
And I remember sometimes, like during tennis season, I would wake up to them screaming or whatever, you know, whatever people do when they're playing tennis. It was annoying. Is that part of the pickle? Do you know if that's part of the pickleball culture? Do you have to like grunt really loudly?
I think it is. Really get into it. Really make a show, you know, have a ham sandwich of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know that they convert a lot of, I know there was a country club not far from here where they had tennis courts and nobody used them, and so they're like, oh, we're converting to pickleball courts, and everyone was up in arms because they're like, we're a country club, we have to have tennis, and they're like, but nobody plays tennis. And they end up doing it. Now people use it for old people use it, the kind of people who go to country clubs.
Yeah Not me, but
no, and it has nothing to do with affordability or importance in local society. It's just, you know, I wouldn't use the facilities.
Yeah.
Now, so you've been living in the house for a little while. It has been occupied. What have you learned? Anything that needs to be changed or upgraded? Anything not working? Any thoughts come to mind now that you've been there for a little bit?
That's a good question. It's been weird because there has been snow constantly. Like, so that's been strange. It's nice because you can't see like outside the window. Normally, if there was no snow, it would just be like a mud pit because there's no, like, they finished in December, like you couldn't put in grass or anything. So like that's the big on the near term horizon project is like grass. Mostly it's been good. Like the heat has worked. We haven't lost power. We didn't have a we were here like one night and I was going to do laundry and I just opened the door to the laundry / utility room and I walked in and there was water spraying everywhere. Like all over the floor, like behind the washer dryer. And this was like weeks in. It was not like, you know, the first time we stayed here. It was like we had been here for a while. Had no idea what's happening. It was very, very confusing. Like, because it looked like it was coming from behind. It was coming from behind, like, the washer dryer. So, naturally, you assume it's the washer machine. But it turned out they have these, like, I don't know if you have any of these in your house, Sean, but they have these little, like, condensation pumps. Yeah. Where, like, if you have, like, there's two in our utility room. There's one on the water heater, and there's one on the dehumidifier. And so, like, you know, those things, like, produce some condensation. And it's just this little, like, black box with a tube coming out of it. And when it gets, you know, there's enough water, it just, like, pumps it out the tube, and the tube goes into a drain that, like, goes out into the septic system. But it turned out that, like, one of those tubes, they put it in a pipe that looked a lot like a drain, but was not a drain.
Classic contractor stuff.
It was just spewing water.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and that, it turned out all that needed to happen was they take the tube out of that pipe and put it into the actual, the actual drain pipe. And it was fine, but I don't know. That was weird. That was a surprise. We have a little bit of We have one like duct that is like an air intake that is like in the cold weather is like there's condensation on it, and it was dripping directly onto the Wi-Fi stuff, which was fun, but like nothing bad happened. So that was great. And then, yeah, and they're supposed to come and put like extra insulation on it or something. But yeah, otherwise everything works. There's lots of like new weird noises that wake me up in the middle of the night. What the fuck is that?
Don't worry, just the wildlife trying to get in.
knocking on the door.
They're hungry. Well, it certainly seems that you got a great internet connection.
Yeah, we have Fios, you know. It's they ran a tube underground and they strung a Fios through it.
A Fios, one Fios straight to the house.
Yeah, like one it's like the string. You can see the string. There's actually like outside, there are two sections of underground pipe, and in the middle, like there are two tubes that came up, you know, where they pulled it out one end and stuck it back in. And there's literally just like a tiny wire, a loop of wire that like sticks up like 3 inches off the ground. It's like, I gotta like cover that or something, because like somebody's gonna hit it with a weed whacker.
they're gonna sabotage. It's a great opportunity for sabotage.
Yeah, right. If you're robbing the house, like snip, cameras are disconnected. I don't know. It's crazy. How's your upload?
Well, I think it's still technically in one piece. I haven't done anything because I've been just running around. Once the snow starts to melt, we'll get the new yard back up and running and see how that's going. And there'll be some outside projects. I'll do some fence repair. And it's mostly just inside stuff. But it's like, I just don't like painting. I just don't like it. I don't find it fun. Especially when it's like a new place you're moving into that's empty, it's one thing. When all your stuff is there, it's like the most inconvenient activity. Annoying. You got to move everything and cover everything. And that's really a lot of the work I have to do. It's that, or it's stuff I got to hire somebody for, which I really don't want to do either, because my house is finding new and innovative ways to ruin my life since we last talked. Now the tiles in the downstairs shower are starting to crack, which is really cool. Really important where you have water. Because they weren't installed correctly. All the drywall... Yeah. Over the past year has all started to sag and move because it was installed incorrectly. And so now there's all the seams are visible and there's cracks in a bunch of the drywall and you can see all the nail holes in a bunch of the rooms.
Right. Is this all stuff that is a gift from the flippers?
They're still cursing me 5 years later, almost six years later. They're still trying to destroy me. And again, it's the kind of stuff where I cannot replace all the drywall in the house and I cannot put in new tiles. So it's stuff where I'm like, no. I just can't. So it's just going to stay there for a while, I think.
That's true. You know, it's not going to kill anyone.
That I know of. But I'm waiting because something's going to happen that will kill somebody. I'm not focused on the house. I have been traveling. I was in Orlando last week.
Orlando.
For the International Builders Show. It was a hoot. I got to tell you, Colby, have you been to Orlando before?
Did we go to Orlando when we went on the cruise?
That's right. We flew in and out. We didn't spend any real time there, but yes.
Right. I haven't been to the great city.
Yeah, it's some kind of circle of hell. Don't ever go there. It's got to be top three, maybe top two worst places I've ever been in my life. It was horrible. And no offense to anyone who lives in Orlando or likes Orlando. It's a joke. It sucked. We're there for work. It was the week of President's Day, which is school vacation in a lot of schools, which meant every family on planet Earth was going to Disneyland or Universal Studios. Right. So the city was absolutely packed. There was traffic everywhere. It took me 2 hours to get from the convention center to the hotel, which is a 15-minute drive. Every restaurant fucked up every reservation. There was one place we went to that had two locations, and you go on their open table to book it, and you pick a specific location. They don't take reservations by phone. You got to do it through OpenTable. We put it in for the one we wanted to go to, physically went there. They said, oh, we don't have your reservation. Then they said to us, and this is, I'm not joking, they said this, oh, OpenTable just assigns them randomly to one restaurant. And we don't always know which one they're assigning it to. So even if you select one, that doesn't mean you're getting that one. And I'm like,
what?
What? And they were like, cool with it. They're like, yeah, it's not a big deal. You can just go to the other one.
The other one's like, it works.
It's like 20 minutes, you know, Uber ride away. And I'm like, you're joking. And by the way, the one we picked was across the street from our hotel. So we had like walked over. It was so convenient. And they're like, no, you have to drive to the other one. I'm like, oh, why, Orlando?
I mean, that can't be OpenTable's fault, right?
Well, that was what they implied. That was what they implied. Right, it was like, yeah, OpenTable's just always been this way, and we can't really do anything about it.
The buck, they're passing the buck on to.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, then stop using OpenTable. I don't. And I'm not joking. They're like, yeah, this happens all the time. I'm like, oh my God, you're kidding me.
Well, like, why wouldn't they like have just two restaurant locations like every other restaurant? With multiple locations in the entire world.
My best guess is they just don't know how to work a computer and couldn't fix OpenTable and just don't care. Because they were plenty busy. They didn't care if we came or not. They had plenty of people. So,
what kind of food? What restaurant was it?
Oh, it was Hibachi. That was our final night. We went and got Hibachi.
Hibachi cooked
right in front of you. Oh, it was fun. Oh, it was fun.
Did they do the shrimp in the pocket thing?
You know, they didn't do the egg in the hat. They did the volcano, the onion volcano. They didn't do the sake squirt. Like, it was pretty mild. But we also had, like, 13 of us. And we were kind of more interested in talking to each other than we were the show. Like, the guy kept trying to do the bits, like the comedy bits. And they were kind of falling flat. And so I think at some point he kind of just gave up. And we're like, no, we really just want you to cook the food. Like, I get it. You don't have to. But that was fun. I'm trying to think of what else. No, there's no cell reception anywhere in the city of Orlando. Cell phones don't work there. Absolutely shocked. I've been to major cities. I grew up in the middle of nowhere. I don't think I've been anywhere with worse cell reception than Orlando. Bars.
That's crazy. Don't you have Verizon too? Like
Yes, but nobody had reception. That was a crazy thing. I talked to people with AT&T and T-Mobile. They didn't have reception. Now, I don't know if it was because the towers were overloaded or they just didn't exist. But inside the convention center, we had no reception. I think part of that's the building. But in the city.
Being in a convention center and not having cell reception, totally normal. But like outside, that's weird.
It was great. In my hotel room, I didn't have any reception. Like, it was wild. Again, it's just a bad place. I'm trying to think what else sucked about it. I did have, Wawa? Are you a Wawa guy?
I've never been to Wawa. I've heard people talk about Wawa. But I've never, are there Wawas in, like, New Jersey?
Yeah, New Jersey, Pennsylvania is where they're from.
Okay. Maybe I've been to a Wawa.
Yeah, they're like fancy gas stations. Not like Buc-ee's level, but fancy. And I got several breakfast sandwiches there.
Buc-ee's.
Very good. Very good if you get a chance to get a sandwich at Wawa. They do a nice job. Would recommend. Other than that.
I do love a good breakfast sandwich.
I'm like just so over Dunkin' Donuts. I just think their breakfast sandwiches suck. I'm just being honest. We talked about this like eight times on the show already. This is not new news.
Yeah.
But Wawa, they like make fresh eggs and it's a gas station. And they actually put like, you know, they have options. You can put fresh salsa in your thing or you can put red onion in your thing or you can, because they also do like lunch sandwiches too. So you can mix it and put a tomato in it or whatever. And I'm like, great. And they're a freaking gas station. So,
I have actually been on a Dunkin' Donuts breakfast sandwich kick recently. But
really?
Even more so than the coffee, like the variance between, like the variance in quality between Dunkin' Donuts location and making you a breakfast sandwich is huge.
It's shocking.
Like sometimes you go and you get like an untoasted English muffin with like completely cold American cheese. Yep. Like, how did you do this? And sometimes you go and it's like black, like toast black. And there is a very fine line where like the English muffin is toasted to the point where it like is not burned, but like tastes good, like doesn't taste like cardboard. And that's, I think that's what it is for me. It's just that like dice roll. It's like, you know, is this going to be the time?
And even the same location on a different day. I mean, it's absolutely wild. Their equipment is like, I don't know how it works. Yeah. Now, what is your, what's the Colby sandwich?
To be honest, like I often just get egg and cheese on an English muffin. Like I'm classic. Over there. Their breakfast meats aren't very good. So
I agree.
I used to like the sausage, but it like upsets my stomach now. Honestly, it probably always upset my stomach and I just never thought about it. But now that I'm old, it's like, why is my stomach?
Yeah. You're like, I'm going to have an English muffin with a little cheese on it.
Right. And then the bacon is meh. So that's what I get. Really, this started when they had the $5 meal deal where for Homer. $5, right, you would get an English muffin, hash browns. I'm sorry, it was this $6 meal deal. English muffin breakfast sandwich. Bacon was the only option. You could get English muffin with bacon or English muffin with just cheese, hash browns, a medium iced coffee for $6, which is crazy.
It was the best value in fast food, man. I missed that thing.
Yeah, like you couldn't even get a mediumized coffee for $6
in this economy. And by the way, Dunkin' hash browns, secretly incredible. I feel like they don't get enough hype. They're pretty darn good.
Yeah, they have good flavor. I feel like those also fall in the category.
Oh, the cook on them is so inconsistent. Oh, sometimes they're a wet, soggy ball, and sometimes they're like super crispy, and they just make it up.
Yeah, and when they're wet, they really mush together in an upsetting way.
Especially when they've been like sitting, cooking in their own juices for a little while at the bottom of the bag. And,
right, like, right. Oh, that's they are... just when they just grab the bag from the pile of pre toasted hash
browns. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was a great way to like end 2025. The $6 meal deal.
Well, you know, it's funny. I want to keep talking about real life stuff, but this could not be a better segue to a segment I actually prepped in the 5 minutes before I came on the air. Because this hit my mind. I figure, and I think you're going to ace this, but I want to give it a shot anyway, Colby. I have done a Dunkin' Donuts menu item, real or fake.
Okay.
Now, these are all discontinued items. Some I made up, some were actually on the Dunkin' menu at one point and were discontinued. You just have to say real or fake.
Okay, I'll do my best.
I'm nervous because you know Dunkin' more than just about anybody. So I think you can ace it, but let's find out. We're going to start with donut fries.
Ooh.
Donut fries.
I'm going to say fake.
Fake. Well, unfortunately, donut fries were real. They were on the menu in 2018. I remember those. They were just little slivers of fried dough. And then they gave you like, was it maple syrup or icing you could dip them in? It was like a limited like 3 month run.
Right. What was I doing in 2018? Mm. Was that high school? I guess it was high school.
No, 2018, not 2008. 2018, you were graduating from college. You were in a. How old are you?
I don't know.
Fair.
28. Okay.
Two years before the pandemic. Right.
And we were in the class of 2013 for college.
Yeah. No. Yes. 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 So we would have been old. Like, where was I? I was in Houston in 2017. So I would have just moved back in 2018.
Yeah. That's was that? Oh, I guess that was right before the pandemic. I actually have no excuse. I was going to Dunkin' Donuts actively in that.
Yeah, I remember they had a lot of fanfare, but I think they were pretty mid and nobody really got excited. I never tried them. So but right. I do remember them. Right. All right, how about this next one? The blueberry pie donut. It's a sort of a filled donut filled with blueberry fruit and topped with graham crumble. The blueberry pie donut.
I'll say that's real. It sounds good. I would eat that. Especially you had me at the graham crumble topping.
It's a good idea. It's such a good idea that I came up with it. It's fake, but they should do it. They should do it.
They should. What are they? You know, I was thinking in my head,
they need to do a pie series where one is filled with like cherry filling for a cherry pie, one's filled with an apple filling for an apple pie, and do like a pie series.
Seriously.
Don't get hire me. I'm available.
Marketing right. was Sean, and this is a digression, but
please
related. God, I can't remember what we were doing. Oh, Lauren and I went out like for our anniversary when we like went back. You know, we went to dinner at the restaurant. We got like we drank way too much. and the next day we were sitting at home like non-functional, and on Peacock, there is a reality show series which Jimmy Fallon hosts.
Oh, yes, I know. Like, I know. On Brand or something like that.
Yes, yeah. That is like it's like the contestants are like marketers and influencers, and their tasks are like, it's sort of like America's Next Top Model-esque or something. Their tasks are like to do a like marketing pitch for like brands. And the first one was Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, no, listen, Jimmy Fallon doesn't give marketers a good name. So, you know, we're not all lunatics and influencers, I promise. Some of us are just regular losers who make up Dunkin' Donuts quizzes for fun. All right, how about this? Coffee flavoring, banana split swirl. Banana split swirl.
Oh, man, see, I don't do the coffee flavors. I'm going to say no. I bet it's going to be real.
It is real, Colby.
I'm just completely off.
Dunkin' Donuts has done several collaborations with Baskin-Robbins because they're owned by the same company. And they did have a banana split swirl, which included banana, vanilla, and chocolate flavors.
You know, one of the Dunkins around here was a combination Dunkin' Donuts Baskin-Robbins in the style of a combination Taco Bell KFC.
What a wild mix. I guess it kind of, because one is more early day and one's later day, but still, that's...
Right. Theoretically, you get business at all hours or something, but...
I guess. All right, how about this? Spicy ghost pepper donuts. Spicy ghost pepper donuts.
I feel like there was a, like, ghost pepper phase where, like, I'm going to say no again.
You're going to say that's fake?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it's not. It's real. came out in 2020. The spice. I didn't remember this. I did Google some. I didn't remember this personally, but I agree with you. Everybody did a like ghost pepper thing for a while. Not surprised. You're going to get one of these, Colby.
I got this webcam here that like it's not doing the Apple webcam thing where it's like software is zooming, tracking you. It like physically moves around to track me, and it's so distracting. Each time I laugh, it's like following me around.
Well, what you got to do is you got to run like a 360 lap around your desk and have it just follow you all the way around. Really work out that energy.
Yeah.
Let's skip ahead here. The root beer float culotta.
Ooh.
The root beer float culotta. Back when they... Do they still have culottas? I think they do. No?
Yes, but they're not called that anymore. They, like, discontinued them. And then they brought them back. But now they're just called, like, frozen coffee.
gotcha.
It's the same thing. They're still good, though. Root beer float culotta. See, I feel like this is another one. It sounds good, so it makes me think that you made it up. But I'm just gonna double down on my system that has been working so poorly and say it's real.
Okay, Colby. Once again, I'm a genius. I came up with this one. What a home run! That sounds good.
Right.
Especially
if you were designing these products, Sean, I would have remembered all of them.
Well, and at one point they had a vanilla colada. So you do vanilla with the root beer. Yeah. That would have been great. All right. Let's see. Pancake wake up wrap, where the tortilla of the wake up wrap is actually a pancake.
I'm going to say that's real, too.
This is my favorite thing we've ever done on the show. It is, in fact, real. You got this one, Colby. 2021. Oh, I remember this one.
I remember this one,
too. I remember this one. All right. I'm glad we could get you one. All right. Last one on the list here. The pretzel roll sausage sandwich. I know all the restaurants went through that phase where they were doing the pretzel bun. Yeah. It was big for a little bit.
I feel confident there were pretzel roll sandwiches at Dunkin'. Like, remember when they had just sandwiches for a while? Like,
I do.
Turkey sandwiches.
Well, they had tuna salad at one point, I remember.
Right. And then they also had, like, weird, like, it was like a flatbread or something. It would like, you know, a slice of turkey and cheese in a weird pita thing. I'm going to say this is fake.
It is fake. Very good. I made it up. I couldn't find any record of a pretzel bun sandwich at Dunkin', nor do I recall one. But it's entirely possible. Again, not a bad idea. Colby, that was Dunkin', real or fake?
Wow. Really took me a while to get calibrated.
Yeah, you got those last couple. Very solid. And again, I think there were some real dynamite ideas in there.
Yeah, the blueberry pie donut is, what are they waiting for?
The pie series come out in time for this. That's your summer. Like, I am the guy who, like, is on the Reddit of, like, you know, leaking whatever the seasonal Dunkin' item is before it comes out. Like, I'm right. Like, all about, like, I get excited. I was counting down the days to those little stupid Cupid heart-shaped donuts. Are the only time they combine the Boston cream with a strawberry frosting, home run. And so I could absolutely see them doing that for the summer, the pie series of donuts. Red, white, blue.
I like the Halloween ones where it's like a donut with a munchkin and then like frosted to look like a spider.
Hell yeah. No, they do. The problem is they run out of that stuff very quickly. That drives me crazy. If you're not there like first thing in the morning, you're like just not gonna get it.
Tisk.
Well, what else is going on? What else is in the news here? I hear you're having a little bit of car trouble. Is that true?
Yeah. I think so. Last week in the car, 2 weeks ago, the car, like when it was really, so the weekend before the blizzard, it was extremely cold. And the like emergency brake got like stuck. So there were all these like lights on the dashboard, there brake warnings and blah, blah, blah. And so we brought the car in. And you know, they unstuck it. It probably would have fixed itself eventually once it got warmer.
Yeah.
But we brought it in and they like, you know, went through the car and Laura picked up the car and was talking to like the mechanic. He was like, just so you know, like the Volkswagen Tiguans of this era, they usually get to like, you know, somewhere between 150 and 200,000 miles. They just stop working. Like one day you'll go out and it like won't start. like, you know, it's not like a gradual decline. It's like a dead. So we're like, okay, so we are already kind of thinking about it. And this was, they were telling us this because there's like you know, like some piece on the bottom in the back is kind of rusty. And so it's like, you know, if we're gonna drive it for years, we have to replace it. But so we came, you know, we brought the car home after the week. We were here. It seemed fine. We were driving around, going places. We went to the West Elm outlet store and got some like dinged up West Elm furniture for cheap, which was fun. But we come home and it was like Monday. Usually when we come down, like we come down here like Saturday night, we stay Sunday, and then like Monday night we'll go back because Laura has to teach on Tuesday. So Monday, Laura went out and started the car because it's like needs to be warmed up these days. Like it doesn't, if it's really cold, it has a hard time like driving for a while. So Laura went out and started the car, and she was like, it's doing a weird thing. It's like making a weird, it's like, it was like, I don't know. It was weird. And then I went out after to shut it off, and like the engine was not running.
Oh.
Like it just like stopped. So I like turned it off. I turned it back on. And then the check engine light was on, and it was doing the thing where, like, you know, it was just in park, but the RPMs would like drop every couple of seconds. We were like, oh, well, that seems bad. So it went back to the shop, but then there was a blizzard. So we haven't heard from it. I'm sure they spent like at least 2 days digging the car.
Just trying to get to your car. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah. So unclear if, you know, it's doomed or it's something innocuous and it's going to be fun. We'll see. But we're expecting the worst, so I might be shopping for cars soon.
Wow.
Yeah. Something I've never done in my entire life is buy a car.
I was about to say, you're now much more of a driver. You're a weekly driver.
It's true. It's true. I drive exactly 2 times a week.
Well, and then sometimes out to a brewery.
Yeah, sure. I didn't drive, though, because I don't have a car.
Oh, well, you have someone drive you, then you can really have a good time. I gotcha.
Right.
Yeah, that's so interesting. How many miles is that trip from
Boston? That's a good question. I think it's like four. No, it's more than 40. 60 to 80 miles is my guess.
Well, let's say
it takes
80
like
miles.
A little more than an hour.
Okay.
In most of it's
highway. Just really round up, right? It's 100 miles, we'll say. It's not, but we'll say it's 100 miles one way. So times 2 a week, that's 200 miles a week, times 52 weeks a year, that's 10,400 miles a month. No, that's a year. That would be without... Yeah. I'm trying to think if a lease makes sense.
Oh, yeah, right. I forgot that that's... That's a whole calculus with the lease, right? Where you can't like drive too much.
Yeah, you're given a mileage. And if you can drive over, you just get penalized. But leases tend to be in that 10 to 12,000 mile bracket.
That doesn't sound terrible.
The only downside is if you get in an accident or do any damage or don't follow their maintenance recommendation, you get in a lot of trouble. More so than if it were your own personal car. But it would also be...
Yeah.
Lower commitment long term in case your plans changed. Now, when you were building this place, did you do any, well, you couldn't do electric though because you couldn't charge at your place in Boston.
Yeah, that is the problem. The Boston is the problem. Like we can do it here, but like it would be really annoying, I think. We'd have to take it somewhere else to charge, basically. Like there are chargers around.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'd have to, it'd be a new.
True, but also, but you could think about that for a second, right? Because, see, now you agree, I'm planning your whole life here. If you charged fully at the house and the car had, say, 250 to 300 miles of range, you could go to Boston and back and not need to charge.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an interesting idea. I guess it depends, like, do they like lose charge just sitting? Because that's like it just most of the week the car is just sitting. Like it is neither driven or, you know, just hanging out on the street. But they do have those like plug-in hybrids and stuff too, where like
Those usually I think those range out at like 120. So you might be able to make a whole trip one way just on electric before you even get to gas.
Right.
But at that point, the hybrids now are so efficient. That I mean no shame on electric, but you can get a great driving experience with a hybrid and get really good mileage because most of your trip's highway, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's I mean it's yeah, it's probably a, like 50 minutes of highway. And then, I mean, it's like, you know, Massachusetts highway, but it's more
yeah,
exciting
so
than
people trying to kill each other, driving like lunatics.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's that like, usual thing.
It's exciting. Some Mad Max vibes, but yeah, that's true. That could be fun. We were looking, we liked the thorn factor of our car, which is it used to be called the compact SUV. And now compact SUVs are much bigger.
Yes. And, you want the subcompact?
Yes, there's a new category called subcompact SUVs that is the same size as our car.
So you'd be talking, that's like the Hyundai Kona, the Seltos,
yes.
The
H. There's a Volkswagen like Taos or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, the HRV, which is the Honda or Toyota. Those are great cars.
There's a cool, I was just looking at there's a new like Rivian coming out that is like that size too. It looks pretty cool.
Now I will say, Colby, you could get one of those little Ford trucks that are basically a car. The Mavericks. Have you seen those?
Let's see.
Pull that up. This is the new, Ford's selling a crap ton of these. And they're basically, it's like the wheelbase for that size of SUV, maybe a slightly bigger, but it's a truck. But it's like it feels more like a car than a truck, but it's a truck.
It is a truck. How long is it? This is so long. 200 inches? That's crazy.
What? No, I actually, but what's a normal car? Like, I don't know.
That's our, like, the car we have now is like 73 inches long.
A Volkswagen Taos is 175.
I'm sorry, it's 173 inches long.
Oh.
So the Ford Maverick is like 2 feet longer than.
Okay, so it's quite
I'm not
a
good parallel parker.
Fair enough.
It's the moral of the story.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, what's the name of the little those simple little trucks now that Jeff Bezos is selling?
Oh, the electric ones that are super cheap or something.
Yeah, the slate truck, because you can customize the whole thing. But those are small, I think.
That sounds fun. A pickup truck is not the worst idea.
Okay, those run at 174. So that would be much closer to your Taos.
That's perfect.
I think you would be so cool in one. Look at these things. I'm gonna share my screen so people at home can see it. Because you would look so awesome in this thing. So let's take a look. This little is just a little two-seater truck, perfect for you and the missus. And you can
put your dog in the back.
You can brand it. But I think personalization. Let's see here. What can you design yours? Let's do this here.
Wrapped.
Okay, so they make an SUV kit, a fastback kit, and an opening. What is the SUV kit? Do you get a second row of seats?
Are these are electric, right?
Yeah, I believe so, yes. Oh, so you do get a second row in the SUV version.
There you go.
And you can get it color wrapped.
I like the look of the fastback one.
The fastback one is because does that have like a I gotta look, does that have like a yeah, so it's like a hatchback, but it has the second row of seats. That's cool.
Sick.
That is cool. And you can get racks and accessories. Oh, you have to like, oh, those are like fancy bumpers. Lighting. You get fog lights.
Like
does it not come
like
with
a
fog
video
lights?
Game.
Look, you can customize all the like how many speakers you have and stuff. You can get a
that actually
it comes with door cranks, Colby.
Oh my god.
For your windows.
Oh, you can have roll down like manual windows.
It comes with those by default. Crazy. I don't even know if you can get electric ones.
Oh.
I think you definitely have to do this.
Maybe we should.
They got different wheels. You can get a decal. You get a red stripe that goes right through the top, or a multi-stripe, and they'll do it for you. I mean, I don't think it's for sale yet, but...
I was going to say, what's the ETA on these?
I don't know. I was going to look and see if it says what the range is. 240 miles. Not unreasonable.
That's pretty close.
Frequently asked.
Here, I'm going to actually look up Boston to rural.
You just hold your line. They don't even have pricing yet. In late June 2026. So it might...
They're supposed to be kind of cheap, though, right?
Oh, it will cost in the mid-20s.
It's crazy.
Pretty reasonable.
It is.
Start thinking.
Oh, yeah. It's 60 miles, approximately.
Oh, my God. Colby, this is a note. At least tell me this. Will you at least, like, send this to Laura and say, I'm seriously thinking about buying one of these to see what she says?
Yes, I will. Honestly, like, the SUV, you know, this is exactly what the size of thing we're talking about with an SUV bed.
Yeah, absolutely. But this is like your 3D printer where you get to just kind of build it yourself.
You put it together yourself.
I mean, I think, look at how cool this thing looks, man, with the hatchback.
I know.
Oh, my God. I love it. All right, good. Well, I'm glad we could solve all your problems. We got to do this more often.
You know, I heard about these, but I either didn't understand or didn't process, like, the customization of the form factor aspect.
Well, that's the only thing that would really concern, well, other than the fact that this is a new company and who knows if these will ever exist, but the fact that the price is considered the base model and what all these personal, you know, it like comes with like no speakers and like crank windows and like it comes with nothing. And so my concern is like, okay, once you pimp it out, turns out, okay, it's a $50,000 truck and you're like, all right, well, this is stupid.
Right. On the other hand, though, like maybe... You know, I feel like one of the problems with shopping for cars is that, like, if you want nice speakers, but that's all you care about, like, you can't just get the base model with nice speakers. You have to get, like, the, you know, SL or something that costs, like, $10,000 more.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, you're faced with this Sophie's Choice of, like, I don't know if that's an appropriate analogy, but. You know what I mean?
Well, like, you can always
spend $10,000 to get new speakers. No.
You can always change your mind later. You know, that's what's also cool is you don't have to get it on day one because then it's like modular. So you could just grab stuff and plug it in later.
That's true. It's kind of cool.
Well, Colby, once again, as always, you can get a power windows upgrade.
There you go.
Not that I would. I think rank windows are very cool.
I was going to say, like, who fucking cares? Like, I don't need power windows. I can make get by without it.
This is great.
Do they have all-wheel drive? That's actually a...
there's
some,
question.
Like, light off-roading that a person has to do to get to our house in the winter.
What type of motor? It is a rear-wheel drive with a single motor.
Oh. I don't think I've ever driven a rear-wheel drive car. Could be fun. Rich Testra.
You got a lot to think about. You got a lot to think about.
Certainly do.
As always, happy to spend your money. No problem here. Colby, anything else on your mind as we approach the top of the hour?
On my mind. No, I have you talked to Dan? I hope he's okay. I haven't talked to him since he told us he bruised his
I was about to say, until he hurt himself. I believe he's in Hawaii, but as a distant and far-off land, he obviously can't communicate with us. So,
right. I mean, that's like a 12-hour time difference. It's like, it's probably just getting up.
Well, this is why I would like to institute some sort of mandatory social media posting policy where you like at least once every 2 weeks have to put something on social media with what you're doing. Cause otherwise that's like the only way I know what people are up to. So,
right.
And he doesn't have social media, neither does his wife. So
they could be no anywhere. Clue.
Literally. Right. If it weren't for Flighty, I truly would have no clue where he was. Thank goodness I track him on that.
That's a good point. I didn't even think of Flighty.
I think he should. I look and see when he's flying back. This is an OPSEC nightmare. He returns on in the first week of March. I'll say that. So, and then immediately flies somewhere else. So, busy man, busy man. Maybe we'll hear from him again. That would be nice. May he rest in power.
I'm sure we will someday.
I'm sure
he's gonna come back from Hawaii and I'll rebuild the entire website. So that's what it does. So.
Yeah, I don't know who got the better end of that deal, but him in Hawaii or you built the website, I'm not sure.
I think I know.
Yeah, it's not a tough competition. Well, I will tell you this, Colby. Speaking of our friends, we have friends with great podcasts because people should definitely be checking out Up for Debate over at upfordebate.tv. Recently, we did the Super Bowl wrap-up, which was a great episode talking about that. I'm sure you were bummed out about the performance of your New England Patriots. Obviously not the greatest.
Yeah, you know, right.
But, you know, we're gonna really turn around this offseason and try again next year.
It was a treat that they made it at all. Like, those last two playoff games that they won were like, you know, you could see the momentum.
Yeah, it was basically like a Make-A-Wish kid got to go to the Super Bowl. You know, it's like we're happy and we're smiling and it's good, but also they, you know, they're not going to win. They're terminally ill.
I had to go to New York for work the week after, like the Monday after I like got on a train and went to New York, and I was checking into the hotel and the guy was like, oh, can I see your ID? And he looked at my ID. He was like, how you doing? He was like, I've been brutal. Waiting all day for someone.
Oh, that's come on.
Cheap shot. You know,
so do check out that episode to hear who won our annual Prop Butts Challenge for this year over at upfordebate.tv or wherever you get podcasts. By the way, March Madness is coming up soon. Matt's going to make me play video games for a few months and I don't know what they are and I'm not interested. So should be a great experience as it is every year, especially now that he's into video game streaming, which I will tease as well. He's been busy on he streams now 2 days a week over on his Twitch channel, twitch.tv/tomorrowiscanceledpod. Sometimes solo, sometimes with his co-hosts. Enjoy watching. It's been a lot of fun. Tuesdays and sometimes Fridays.
What do they play?
So he just beat Blueprints, which he's been playing for a while. He did Lorelei and the Laser Eyes, which was another puzzle game. He did Indiana Jones and the Great Circle, which was fun to watch.
Oh,
they're now doing him and John are doing Outer Wilds.
Okay.
Which is supposed to be good. I didn't catch that one when they did it the other week. And then he said, I think he's doing another Indiana Jones game next.
Nice. Now I have a question about like just Twitch streaming. Like, is it okay to watch it after the fact or is it purely a live event? Is like the point to watch it while it's happening?
I think my opinion is it just depends on the streamer. There are the streamers. I don't like necessarily watching video games being played. Matt does a good job, and I know Matt personally, so it's a little different. I watch more like comedy streamers. Like they watch funny videos and talk about them, or they do stunts, or they do, you know, whatever. Those I do not watch live. I watch the recording of those because it's just a different entertainment. I'm not like on the keyboard typing in the chat the whole time. That's just not how I watch. But I think primarily people would say it's a live platform. I think that the VOD watchers are probably 10%. I mean, I think it's a pretty low percentage.
Got it.
And the fun thing with Matt is he cannot solve a puzzle to save his life, so he needs the chat. So if you do get to watch live, you get to actively participate because usually it's telling him what to do.
Right.
he's a good sport. So check that out there. And of course, Tomorrow's Canceled podcast as well, wherever you get your podcast talking about video games. That's a great crew over there. And of course, our website's don'tpanic.io. It should be working by the time you hear this. I mean, it works now. Maybe it'll still be working then. Colby's tearing out the guts and redoing it. So hopefully this episode goes out to the public. We'll see.
Yeah. The only thing I haven't tried is like uploading the audio. So if that doesn't work.
Oh, that's not important though. Yeah, but that's optional, right? We don't need
details. Details.
Well, Colby, that's a good reason for me to plug our YouTube channel where you can see the video version of all our episodes. Make sure you subscribe there and get them. I'm told video podcasts are big now, even though we've been doing it for 12 years. You know, whatever. Just saying. Every single episode of the show has been done in video, all 408 of them. So
we started it.
You know, we kind of did. And then we didn't finish it. But definitely make sure you subscribe there wherever you get podcasts. But we're going to wrap it up here for the night. Colby's got a train to catch. But on behalf of him and the missing Dan, I'm Sean. Thanks for being here. We're going to see you next time for another great episode of Don't Panic.